Despite Allied opposition, the U.S. military is forging ahead with plans to seize control of Iraq. President Bush insists Iraq's oil reserves will be used only to help the Iraqi people. To help the American people, the president has proposed opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska to oil and gas exploration. But in the Republican-run Senate yesterday, the centerpiece of that domestic energy strategy was dealt a sharp blow. The vote against the president was 52-48. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Eight Republicans joined all but five Senate Democrats in quashing a maneuver that would have made it possible to approve oil drilling in Anwar with just 50 votes, as opposed to the 60 votes normally needed to overcome a filibuster. There was intense pressure on some of those eight Republicans to change their votes. Alaska Republican Ted Stevens, the chair of the Appropriations Committee, who controls key purse strings and who's the main proponent of drilling in Anwar, gave this warning just before yesterday's vote.
I make this commitment. People who vote against this today are voting against me, and I'll not forget it.
Still, a fellow Republican who recently visited the Arctic Reserve for the first time urged his colleagues to block oil drilling there. Rhode Island's Lincoln Chafee said he was dazzled by the pristine 19-million-acre area along Alaska's northern coastal plain.
What a surprise it was to go this far north and see such beautiful country. It was like the plains of Wyoming or Montana, and it was a great surprise to me. So all the environmentalists that talk about the Serengeti of America, they're right. This is unique. It is special.
Chafee and others warned that drilling for oil in Anwar could permanently destroy a refuge for polar bears and herds of caribou. But those environmental concerns were brushed aside by the chair of the Energy Committee, New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici.
It is almost impossible to prove that Anwar will be damaged to any noticeable degree to produce the oil that is under the footprint that the United States government would like to lease so we can determine whether it is there and how much.
Domenici argued that Anwar's oil could help reduce the United States' dependence on imported oil, which accounts for close to 60% of the nation's consumption. But the top Democrat on the Energy Committee, Domenici's fellow New Mexican Jeff Bingaman, said import dependency would continue with or without Anwar.
The most compelling reason for not opening the refuge is that it will do very little, if anything, to further our national energy security. If opened, not a single drop of oil will come from the Arctic Refuge for at least 7 years, more likely 10 or 12 years.
And after a decade of replacing just 2% of the imported oil, Bingaman said, Anwar's oil would then be exhausted. That issue may be moot, though, after yesterday's vote. Without the special budget rules, it will take 60 votes in the Senate to overcome the filibuster that opponents would surely mount if the question comes back to the Senate floor. It appears from yesterday's vote that the administration would need to change the votes of a dozen senators, something that for now appears unlikely. The Anwar vote was part of a larger week-long Senate debate on a budget resolution for next year. As part of that budget process, Republican leaders also want to make President Bush's tax cut package filibuster-proof. But several Republicans and most of the Senate Democrats are aiming to reduce that $726 billion package by more than half. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
The war in Iraq is underway. U.S. forces have launched their attack, personally targeting Saddam Hussein with cruise missiles and bombs. The strike was aimed at eliminating Saddam and his inner circle. The first missiles hit targets in Baghdad shortly before dawn. U.S. and British troops are still in northern Kuwait, waiting for orders to cross into Iraq. President Bush approved the preliminary attack. A bigger air offensive is expected to come later.